Question 1. What time of day is traffic the heaviest in most cities? Rush hour traffic is a major problem for commuters in any city. The typical times for rush hour traffic are in the morning and the afternoon, when people are going to and returning from work. Every day, between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m, there is the early morning rush hour traffic. This is when the congestion on the roads is very heavy, due to everyone commuting to work or parents dropping their kids off at school. Everyone is trying to use the roads at the same time, which leads to big traffic jams. A similar thing happens in the afternoon, when everyone is trying to get back home. The traffic starts to build up around 4 p.m. as kids get out of school, and it gets really bad around 6 p.m. as everyone leaves their offices. Question 2. What is the difference between being stuck in traffic in a car and in a bus? Personally, I would much rather be trapped in my car when the roads are busy than to be trapped in a busy bus during a traffic jam. Well, it is no fun being stuck in a traffic jam, regardless of whether you're in a car or in a bus. However, being in your car is a far superior situation. When you are in your own car, you are sat in a comfortable seat. You can control the aircon and temperature, and you can listen to whatever music you like, as loud as you want. In contrast to this, on buses, you could be stuck standing up on a very busy bus, pressed up against other people. Clearly, being stuck in a traffic jam on a bus is far worse than being in a car. Question 3. Do you think traffic in cities will get worse in the future? Across the world, populations are rising, and particularly so in the cities. So as more people live in the cities, the traffic is likely to get worse and worse. In my opinion, not enough is being invested into the improvement of our road systems. Therefore, our current roadways will not be able to accommodate the rise in population that is predicted to occur over the next few decades. Our roadways are already congested and full of traffic during rush hour, and this is only going to get worse. I'd say that with proper investment into better public transport and improved roadways, we might be able to mitigate the increase in traffic. Otherwise, it is going to be impossible to get anywhere. Question 4. Do motorways or highways make traffic flow more smoothly? In general, the construction of well-made motorways and highways greatly improves the flow of traffic within major cities and on important routes across the country. Country roads and single-lane roads are very inefficient ways to control traffic. When there is only one lane, it is impossible for faster cars to overtake slower cars in a safe manner. This leads to serious traffic jams and long lines of cars stuck behind slow trucks. Large motorways with multiple lanes greatly improve the flow of traffic by allowing a range of speeds and ample opportunity for faster cars to overtake slower cars. I think it is essential to build motorways in any major city. Question 5. How can public transport reduce traffic congestion? The development of an efficient and effective public transport system is the most successful way to reduce traffic congestion in any city. If we break it down, traffic jams occur when there are too many cars on the road. Most people driving in cars are normally the only person in that car, commuting to work or to run errands in town. Buses can hold dozens and dozens of people, which means each bus can take loads of cars off the road and so seriously reduces the traffic. Not to mention, public transport such as the metro offers people a way to travel that doesn't even use the road. So, public transport can reduce traffic congestion by diminishing the number of cars on the road. Question 6. Can traffic problems only be solved by government action? Although the government plays a big part in the regulation of traffic, there are many ways individual people can play their part to reduce traffic as well. For example, even if the government invests into public transport or enforces congestion charges to reduce traffic in busy locations, it is up to the individual person to decide to use public transport and to avoid using their car. Many people would still rather drive their personal car and pay congestion charges than use public transport, which causes traffic problems on the road. Therefore, it is up to individual action, as well as the policy making of the government, to effectively solve traffic problems.